Hello, this is Europe. Let's be real. And today I am back with another episode. I have my co-host with me, James. Say hello, James.
Good evening, Europe.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm quite well.
Okay, great. So we are going to talk about the music industry and what it takes to have a hit. Now, James, are you familiar with Cardi B?
Yes, I am.
How many dicks you think it took for her to suck to make it to where she is?
I'll say no less than 50, up to 100.
Right. So, in the industry, we all know that there's a lot of dick sucking. You can think that the music industry is about studio time. In all honesty, it's really about how much cum can you pump.
Right.
How much cum can pump down your throat.
You're only good as your last blowjob.
Yo, James, you keep it real today. We keep it 100 today, okay? So, how good was your last blowjob? Was it good? That's how good your song is going to be labeled as. So, at the end of the day, a lot of these females out here who go to the studio have to get bust down. What do you think, James?
Right, exactly, because if you spit instead of swallowing, that producer is going to tweak your song so it sounds a little more like shit. So you need to swallow.
Damn. So it's all about pumping and swallowing in this industry. All, if you really think it's about talent and you got good lyrics, save that for the independent, go underground artist. But to be a mainstream artist, to have your music being played all over the radio, pasteurized all over the internet, oh yeah, that's a lot of dick sucking right there.
And sometimes ball licking also.
Yeah, it's a lot. You sucking a lot of dick.
Licking some balls.
Sucking balls. Don't let these girls in the industry fool you and think that they just made to the top by their looks and by their talent, because that's a lie. Okay, I'm in the music industry and I'm independent. And the reason why I'm independent, because I'm not gonna suck your dick.
That's good information. And the best music is independent also.
Exactly. So this industry, believe me, trust me, your favorite artist is blowing.
Having balls slap against your chin.
I'm gonna tell you a little story, okay? A girl wanted to go to the studio, okay? She really wanted to make music. She was like, fuck it. She's going to go to the hottest producer. And she didn't even think that the most hottest producer out there wanted his dick sucked. But yes, she got it right. He wanted his dick sucked. It don't matter. You can be going to the producer that created Michael Jackson music. They all want their dick sucked. Okay? And you're going to be doing the sucking if you want a hit. Simple as that.
Exactly. Because if your producer's a man and he has a dick, he wants it sucked.
We keep it real. And if you say you want to be a stripper, there's madams. They were like, get on your knees and suck my pussy. It's real in this world. They got you fucked up to think that the music industry is about talent. It's about how deep your throat can go.
And how much cum your stomach can handle.
Y'all haven't heard about little Kim back in the day? She had to get her stomach pumped for so much cum she had in it. It was coming out her fucking nose.
Right. I heard she sneezed and it came out.
Yeah. Cum. That much. So imagine how many dicks where your stomach gets filled up and you can't even breathe. Like, just try to imagine you walking around with a half a tank of cum.
But your song's on the radio. And number one.
Right. So Cardi B out there making number one hits. That's a lot of cum she's taking. You don't see that she got a baby in her stomach. That's going to show you she's taking a lot of cum. You know what I mean? Who says that's Offset's baby? That could be somebody else's baby. Okay, that she probably had a fuck to get a track.
Right. Or her lesbian partner sneezed when they were fucking and cum came out of her nose. Got in that pussy.
I can't. So there you have it, you guys. We over here in Europe. Let's be real, talking about the music. It's real grimy out here. Like, just know, it's not about your singing. It's about your throat. Right. Your throat line.
This is one of the realest topics you have, Europe.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And, it's true. I mean, look at Beyonce. You know she suck a dick.
You already know. She's sucking Jay-Z's dick every night, okay?
You listen to her music and say, how did she get on the radio? She sucked a dick.
Exactly. She sucked a lot of dick. She sucked the right dicks. A lot of you bitches out here sucking the wrong dick.
Right.
You sucking the wrong person's dick. You don't need to be sucking the engineer's dick. No, boo, boo, boo. No. The engineer, not the, you need to be sucking the motherfucking, you need to be sucking Donald Trump's dick. Yeah. You got the wrong dick in your mouth.
But you may have to suck the engineer's dick to get into the door, but then you also got to suck the producer's dick.
There's a lot of dick sucking. That's all we got.
A lot of dick sucking.
There you have it. Bye.
Bye.